ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀਜ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਅਵਰ ਰੈਸਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਗਿਨਸ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਨਿਊ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਬਾਣੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਫਿਫਥ ਗੁਰੂ, ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ 14th ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਸੀਰੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਜਨਾਸਾ ਮਹਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ ਛੰਤ। The recitation for the first verse stanza that we will consider today follows. Asa mahalla panjava din raat kamayalo so ayo mathe jis paas lukaye dodo so vekhi sath hai ਸੰਗ ਦੇਖੇ ਕਰਨਹਾਰਾ ਕਾਏ ਪਾਪ ਕਮਾਈਏ ਸੁਕ੍ਰਿਤ ਕੀ ਜੈ ਨਾਮ ਲੀਜੈ ਨਰਕ ਮੂਲ ਨਾ ਜਾਈਏ ਆਠ ਪਹਿਰ ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਸਿਮਰੋ ਚਲੈ ਤੀਰੈ ਸਾਥੇ ਭੱਜ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤੀ ਸਦਾ ਨਾਨਕ ਮਿਟਹ ਦੋਖ ਕਮਾਤੇ ਆਠ ਪਹਿਰ ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਸਿਮਰੋ ਚਲੈ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਸਾਥੇ ਭੱਜ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤੀ ਸਦਾ ਨਾਨਕ ਮਿਟ ਹੈ ਦੋਖ ਕਮਾਤੇ। ਦ ਲਾਸਟ ਲਾਈਨ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਸ ਜਸਟ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸੇਜ਼ ਇਟ ਆਲ ਫੋਰ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ। ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਭੱਜ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤੀ ਸਦਾ, ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਐਵਰ ਜੁਆਇਨ ਇਨ ਕੋਂਗ੍ਰੀਗੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਦ ਇਵੋਲਵਡ ਮਾਈਂਡਸ, with individuals who are on the path, who have traversed this path, the path, the straight path of the Guru. Align with them. Sad Sangat also means the straight way, the correct way. It also signifies a mind that is rooted, anchored in its primal state. That is to say, silence, free from the distractions of the inner chatter. So, Bhaj Sadh Sangati, join a congregation like that, where the mind is brought to its primal state. And this usually in Gurbani refers to the Sangat, where the Guru is present. And Nanak proclaims, Nanak mitahe dokh kamate. So, if you live that way, you will erase the unpleasant consequences of having gone awry. This is a corrective, because otherwise, we are constantly going awry, and that's what the Shabad is telling us. So at the very outset, the Guru says, Din raat ka mayado, so ayo mathe. In other words, whatever you do is going to shape what is going to come for you. Your actions, in other words, your thought process, good or bad, what you do day and night, din raate, in other words, your character. So ayo mathe, mathe is forehead. What is being said here metaphorically is that it is recorded on your forehead. Now, this is not obviously written on your forehead that you can read it like you would read a book or a text. But the fact is that in a metaphorical way, what it says is that it shapes your character. What you do day and night shapes your character, and that determines the outcomes of what you do. It determines the quality of your life. ਜਿਸ ਪਾਸ ਲੁਕਾਇਂਦੜੋ ਸੋ ਵੇਖੀ ਸੱਥ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਨਾਓ ਯੂ ਮੇ ਨੋ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰ ਕੰਡਕਟ ਟੂ ਅਡੋਪਟ। ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਬੀਂਗ ਸੈਡ ਹੀਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਅ ਲਾਈਫ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਡਿਵੋਇਡ ਆਫ ਵਰਚੂ ਇਜ਼ ਰੀਅਲੀ ਅ ਲਾਈਫ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅਨਹੈਪੀ। So be mindful of the self, be mindful of virtue that sits in you, because it is constantly measuring you. It's your inner virtue. Sangha dekhe karanahara kai paap kamaiye. It reflects the omnipresence of the Creator who is with everyone at all times. So therefore, the indwelling observer is seeing everything. So this pankti is questioning the individual. Why would you choose to engage in a way that causes you unhappiness or brings you pain? Why on earth would you do that? So it is prompting us to introspect on the discrepancy between what we know. We know what is good, and our moral choices that we make, despite knowing what is good for us. So the Guru says, Sukrit kije, Sukrit kije, emphasizing the significance of living a virtuous life, a life of virtue, practice of virtue, naam. So Sukrit kije, naam lije. The second thing is naam lije. It's all related, of course, but it means cultivate knowledge of the self. And with that will come virtue. Nark mool na jaiye. Mool, be assured, certain, that you will not end up in hell. Of course, again, this is metaphorically speaking. God knows that multitudes live a hellish existence in the mind. So the Guru is assuring us that if you live a life of virtue, you can assure yourself a life of happiness. And for that, aath pahar har naam simro chale tere sathe. It encourages aath pahar continuous mindfulness that comes with developing virtue, so that in anything you do, you know, you can discern right from wrong. So integrate the different dimensions of your persona, not just at designated times or rituals. So connect, align yourself with higher principles, wisdom, and allow to be led by that wisdom. And then, of course, in conclusion, the line that we have considered, Bhaj Sadh Sangat Sada Nanak Mite Dukh Kamate. This is how you eradicate sorrow from your life. The sorrow of going wrong constantly, the sorrow of having to face the consequences of being stupid. So let us all not be stupid. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.